Hello and welcome to the band, the podcast with three bored boys. I'm Justin and we also have Armando and Jackson.
What's up?
He just said, wait, I said the, yeah, that's Jackson, what up, bro? Alright, yeah, let's get straight into the stories, because this is like, it may or may not be our 10th try, and we may or may not be getting bored as every try goes on, but we don't have much time, so let's just get straight into it. Jackson actually has a very funny story.
Alright, and scary at the same time, but I'm going to add some dark humor.
What did you say?
Dark humor.
Dark humor? Gotcha.
No, Justin, I don't have a tumor. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this.
You've never told me it.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Sorry, Heather.
Yeah. Wait, what the heck? That was like so 6 months ago.
What's the rush? Mom just got ran over by a car.
All right, say your dark humor story.
All right, so basically, I was at Greenwalls.
Totally not Walgreens.
Do you want the FBI to track us in for copyright?
Greenwalls may or may not be Walgreens. All right, sorry. Continue. We don't got much time.
All right, so what I was saying was, okay, so after we left, we noticed a rusty old brown van that looked like the color of my dog's poop, was throwing up, you
That's
know?
Beautiful.
He was following us. I know, it was beautiful.
It was a turd van, by the way.
Yeah, it was a big, to sum it up, it was a piece of turd.
But we just suck it up, it was a piece of turd.
So like I was saying, it was basically a turd with wheels. But, furthermore, basically what happened
was... Use your vocab!
Please, I only have, 2 minutes left before the FBI comes tracking me down.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, but like I was saying, so we got to my anonymous neighborhood, and they strolled up. And this moment, scared me to death. They have to say what guest they're in for, but they have to be on a list. So what happened was they actually said my last name.
They said Jackson Poopy Butt?
I told you not to say my
real last name. Dang it! Every time it slips.
Justin, I told you not to say my real last name.
Dang it, every time it slips.
Justin, you know how I hate people calling me by my last name.
Here, instead of calling you Jackson Poopy Butt, I'll call you Jackson Peepy Butt.
Oh, God.
So they call him Jackson Peepy Butt?
Justin, please stop. Justin.
Wait. If you want to name...
Oh, my God, the FBI's here! Got a blast! Oh, my God!
Wait, quickly. Wait. I was going to... he just left. Guess it's just back to you and me. Armando.
Yeah, bro.
Well, anyways, if you were to name that story, what would you name it?
I would name it How Jackson Poopy Pee Pee Butt made his stalker vanish.
That sounds like a YouTube tutorial.
You sound like a YouTube tutorial.
Excuse me.
You just
2017, am I right?
You just got told by the grandma killer.
Dang, bro. That's deep. Bro, that's deep.
I know, right?
Okay, anyways. So, he randomly left. I'm drinking it out of my sippy cup. Actually, you know what? Quarantine's got to us. And, you know, quarantine equals school. School equals project. Project equals project trailer.
I know,
right? So, we are actually in a group, and we actually have this project about an organ, and I requested, at least 10 times. I said, at least 10 times. I requested for the muscles. And what do you know? We got the muscle. No, actually, we got the muscles, though. So, you know, that's good. You know, we got the complex. Mwah, mwah. But so, for our project, we have to submit a video saying stuff about the muscles, nothing much. And we wanted to make it in a format video, and we have to make a trailer. So Dank, who was in last podcast, and was the talk show host, another anonymous man was a comedian that also said like jokes and facts about muscles. He's in our group, and I was in the group singing a song about muscles and facts, because it's all nerdy school stuff. And then, you know,
me over here.
Yeah, just completely changes it. And, you know, Armando's the bodybuilder that literally ripped open his shirt for the trailer. So the first time, like, he ripped his shirt, and I missed it. It's so dumb. So, but thankfully, it wasn't completely ripped, so I redid it. And when I was editing it, I edited the trailer. I edited it slow-mo, like, oh my god. Yeah. I'm going to quickly do something for 30 seconds. Just don't say anything dirty or inappropriate. I'll be back in 30 seconds, okay?
Okay. What's up, guys? It's just your boy Armando in the corner. Just chilling. Trying to put his LEDs on the ceiling. But he's too short, so he can't reach. So he has to stand on the bed to do it. So he can't reach. So he has to stand on something higher than his bed. But, yeah. So that's my life story. There you go. Well, so you guys having a good quarantine? Hope you are. Because I am.
Wait. Wamba, do you hear me?
Yes.
I think I just locked myself out of my room. You okay? Dang it. Oh wait, I didn't pull the handle, whoops. Sorry, I'm back. So yeah, we're gonna make today short, we're not ending it now. We're gonna have another 3 minutes because we're 7 minutes in. You have anything to talk about? Do you? Wait, actually, you know what? So today, actually, Armando got LEDs. I sent him the link. Now, like, a lot of our friends, you know, Jackson is and Dank is now, too.
Sorry, guys, my dad walked in.
Way to go on mute, like a big boy. But now Armando has LEDs. Our friend Dank is getting them. Jackson has LEDs. I have LEDs. Our other friend that's going to be on Saturday's podcast instead of Dank. He has LEDs. We all got LEDs, you know? Wait, Armando, are you setting up your LEDs right now?
Yep.
I just don't go too far. We still need to hear you pretty good. But yeah, you know, we got the same brand, you know? And I'm going to recommend some stuff about LEDs, okay? I recommend that, like, when you're watching, like, a Netflix show and binging on it, I kind of recommend red. That's my favorite one. Mine are on red, actually, right now. Armando's are on white, is that, or blue?
Light blue.
You know, overall pretty good. And, by the way, I actually, for so long now, been trying to get Armando to watch Stranger Things. And yes, I always said, just watch one episode just to see if you like it, okay? So yesterday we watched an episode together, okay? And then it's like, at the end of the day, he's like, so yeah, I watched 5 episodes. And they're each about like an hour, and I'm like, bro! And then, you know, I just had to pop out the question. Are you addicted to it? And he's like, and he's like, no, and I'm like, you watched 5 episodes in a day. And he's like, yeah, that doesn't mean nothing. Can you admit that you're addicted, though?
Maybe.
No, I want a yes or no, man.
Maybe.
Come on, man. You Demand, which is the name of our podcast. If you didn't know, it's named after You Demand, Man. Demand. The Man. Okay. All
right. I'm setting this up by myself. Justin, you can take a look at what I have so far.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he has them. Are they on? Is that on the roof?
Yeah, that's the roof.
Right. Wait, is that on your wall too?
Yeah, it's going up one of the walls.
Do you have enough?
Yeah, I have enough to cover this wall, but I don't know how I'm gonna make it because this doesn't go as far.
Whoa. Wait, are you standing on the edge of your bed? On the rail? Oh, I do that all the time.
Look,
it's so fun.
Let me show you.
No, we're in the podcast, man.
I'm standing on that.
Alright, so basically he's standing on the thing. Where you have your pillow, then behind it there's this big thing, and it usually goes up. It's wooden,
usually. The headboard.
Yeah, wait, Wombo, watch this, Wombo.
That's so cool, bro.
Wombo, I'm on mine. Oh, freak, bro. This is so epic.
That's cool.
Whoa, I see my boy on my shelf.
That's cool.
I'm gonna ask you if you have some cookies, bro.
That's good.
Alright, you know what? I'm actually going to go to my grandma's house now, which means we have to wrap up the podcast. I know this was very much on the shorter side, about to cross 11 minutes, and with the music, maybe 11 minutes and a half. So sorry that it was short, but this is like our 10th try. Like, not joking. We just keep repeating the same things. We try not to make it seem like it was scripted, but we kind of just know what to say. Because, like, we've been doing this so many... It's still improv, but we've done it so many times that we know what to say now. I'm going to be honest with you. But, yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. And we will see you guys on Saturday. Until then, you the man.